So the main goal of the event is to have just a public conversation around GMOs today, where they're headed, and really how it affects us, our economy, our environment, affects the people that are growing GMOs. You know, there's a whole industry built around this. So just a good public conversation around some of these topics.
Yeah, you mentioned kind of a lot of interested parties here. You've got consumers who are worried about GMOs and what they mean for them in terms of health. You've got farmers worrying about what GMOs mean for them in terms of the marketplace for their crops. A lot of interested parties in this particular topic.
One of the things we aimed to do was bring people from a variety of sectors, right? So we have researchers and biologists. We have a panel of five. We also have a fifth-generation farmer to talk about it from his perspective. And so a nutritionist and someone from the Farm Bureau to kind of address sort of the trade and then the overall. So the idea is that we have, you know, a panel of people from these different sectors, the community providing the consumer viewpoint, and then a well-rounded discussion around that.
Sure. So you mentioned you have people from different areas. Who's going to be on this panel?
Right. So Jack Murray is the fifth-generation farmer that I discussed. Michael Gray, who's professor emeritus at the Department of Crop Sciences. We have Paul South, who's a molecular biologist from the Institute for Genomic Biology. We have Tamara Nelson, who's with the Illinois Farm Bureau. And then Leah Fleur, who's also a nutritionist around that as well.
What issues specifically have been kind of floating around GMOs here lately? I know the Midwest Center has done some reporting on this topic. What kinds of things have you been looking at?
Right. So what we've been looking at really industry-wide, it's just amazing. We've got 90% of our corn and soybeans are genetically modified. So we've really looked at where we've been with it. GMOs to this point have really protected yield as far as protecting against drought and protecting against pest, but really looking at the next stage, like where we stand today, where are we going? And research is now looking at how to grow more from a plant. So GMOs are now transitioning to this next stage through gene editing tools such as CRISPR. How are you defining that? So growing that, and then what would that mean for us as a, you know, in the world, people are talking about GMOs and providing more food, but there's so many more issues to that, such as, you know, getting the food where it needs to go. So the transportation issue. What does it mean when we grow more yield? What does that mean for farmers? We had an example of this in 2012 when China shut its doors to U.S. corn. So now we had a glut of corn here in the U.S. and corn prices dropped. So if we're growing more yield, what does that mean really? So that are some of the things. A trade, you know, GMOs are especially in corn and soybeans, are big on trade, and that's been some issues lately, especially with the new political administration. And then how does that mean with our – China's a big partner for us too. So,
yeah, lots of issues around GMOs for sure. What kind of a crowd are you hoping for this event?
We're really hoping to get consumers. We're really hoping to get people from the general public to come and bring their questions and bring their perspectives so we can have this well-rounded discussion. I think our panel was really meant to stack it with people from these various parts of, you know, growing it, researching it, selling it, and then bringing people in to really talk about it from that area. We really want people who have questions about it, people who have concerns, and people who just maybe have things to share.